Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty well. Tell me, what's the plan? Why are you selling off some of these carvings?
So Chetwynd has an inventory of about 150 carvings that are in our community. At the recent council meeting, they have picked 6 carvings that potentially can be sold and 6 that can be donated to our regional communities. And this came about to offset costs of an annual event that's hosted every year in June. And what we do is we donate $40,000 to that event. And the idea is to be able to take some revenues from the carvings and generate that for future events.
And which event is this? This is for the actual chainsaw carving
event, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so what they do is they host 12 carvers from all over the world. And they come in every second weekend of June, and then this is where we generate all of our carvings. And so what we've done is went back in inventory and seen what carvings that we could possibly look at for sale or donations. And we've started to do the donation thing first, but we'll see how this goes after the very first one.
So is the first one being auctioned off?
What we've done is we've actually posted it on our current Facebook site, and we are taking the highest bid, which we have an upset price of $300 on it. It's been posted January 22nd. It runs till February 22nd. And there are 2 ways to place a bid or place an offer to purchase it. And it is either via text, via Facebook, or by phone. And it is obviously as is, and we expect whoever buys it to come and pick it up. Obviously, the cost to ship it somewhere else would be a little bit expensive because they are heavy.
Tell us a little more about this particular carving. How big is it, and what is it?
Okay, so the carving itself was carved by a carver in 2006. His name is Mark Coe, and the carving was named Midnight Howl, and it is actually, it is over... Well, it's taller than me, so it's over 6 feet tall. It is actually a very sturdy carving. There's no maintenance to be done on it. It is a piece of wood that is carved to look like rock, and then the I believe it's coyote is on there, and then the background is a white moon, and he's howling.
Wow. And so you, I'm assuming the district owns this carving and you're free to sell it as you would like?
Exactly.
And have you talked to the carver about that?
Actually, to be honest with you, the carvers themselves, when they do this, they sign an agreement that they are ours. So at the end of the day, where the future of them lies with the district. So.
Okay. And so you say you have 5 others that you may also auction off?
Council has a resolution on file right now that we can sell up to 6. Now we're starting with 1, and where the future lies with that, we'll see.
And have you had many bids so far?
So we started the posting January 22nd, and I got my first bid today, actually, this morning at around 11:26. So there's a $500 bid on it right now.
And you hope to generate how much revenue to donate to the carving championship?
Well, it won't be donated to the event. It'll go and offset costs that have already been allocated for the event, right?
Right. Sorry. So how much do you hope to raise?
Just to clarify.
Sure.
It's just a matter of words. But you know what? Really, I don't really have any expectations because we've never done this. So I don't know what the end result will be. But you know what? The price of carvings to actually buy a small bear, 3 foot or smaller, is anywhere between $200 to $600. So, I mean, at the upset price of what the minimum is, which is $300 on this, was pretty decent. But the idea is to be able to generate and create marketing and create activity for the carvings and see a long prospered component parts of it.
And where was this particular carving, and will it be missed?
Oh, I'm sure that it would be missed if it did go somewhere outside of our region. It is located right now right beside the library and at the Chetwynd Secondary School as you enter in.
Huh. And why that one? I mean, did someone decide we've had that one long enough? It's time to give it up?
We just went through where we started with inventory, so 2005. So this one just happened to be a 2006.
Okay. Well, what do you think of this one? Has this been one of your favorites in town, or what?
To be honest, personally, I love them all. So I pretty much am trying to stay neutral on the whole process because seeing any of them leave will be a little bit sad.
So you are hoping that someone local buys it and so that you could, what, drive by their house and still see it?
Maybe, but I mean, ideally, wherever its new home is, I know that it'll be loved just like what we feel about them.
Okay, well, I wish you the best of luck, and we'll have to keep watching the Facebook post.
Yeah, so it will be posted on the original post, nowhere else on the current offers that we received, and that's the District of Chetwynd Facebook page.
Perfect. Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Rebecca.